Cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real. There's nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Understanding all you see, it's getting harder to meet someone when it all works out. Doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down, cause I'm going to Strawberry. Must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's alright. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, cause I'm going to Strawberry. Nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know, I know when it's a dream. That is, I think I mean a yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Take you down, cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real. There's nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
Welcome to the Strange Brew Podcast. My name's Jason Barnard, and for the next hour you'll be listening to some of the finest British music from the 60s and 70s. And this month we've got a Sgt. Pepper theme. I know you'll be thinking that Strawberry Fields wasn't on Sgt. Pepper, but it was originally going to be destined for that particular album until George Martin was asked for a single to be released around that time, and they released the double A-side Strawberry Fields and Penny Lane, which arguably is probably the greatest double A-side of all time. So the Strawberry Fields that you've just heard is Plastic Penny from their album Two Sides of a Penny. Later on you'll be hearing all the other tracks from Sgt. Pepper by other artists. But next we've got the second of the double A-sides of that single that preceded Sgt. Pepper, which is what some people think is David Bowie and Penny Lane. However, I'll let you be the judge of that.
Penny Lane, there is a bar showing photographs.
of every head he's had the pleasure to have known, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car, the little children laugh at him behind his back, and the banker never wears a mask in the pouring rain. Very strange, Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. There beneath the blue suburban skies, I sit and meanwhile back in Penny Lane there is a fireman with an hourglass, and in his pocket is a portrait of the Queen. He likes to keep his fire engine clean. Clean machine. Feels as if she's in a play, she is anyway. In Penny Lane, the barber shaves another customer. We see the banker sitting waiting for a trim. Then the fireman rushes in from the pouring rain. Very strange.
May or may not have been David Bowie singing Penny Lane back in 1967/68 for one of those Top of the Pops type cover albums. So moving onwards, we've got some more legends of rock singing Beatles songs from Sgt. Pepper, such as Jimi Hendrix, The Young Idea, Elton John, Status Quo, The Bee Gees, as well as some more sort of rarer names such as Kenny Ball, Peter Knight, and David and Jonathan. So the next track we've got is one of the bigger names, and that's Jimi Hendrix with his cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away? Is it worrying to be alone? How do I feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're on your own? No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need somebody to love? Could it be anybody? I want somebody to love. Would you believe in the love at first sight? Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time. What do you see when you turn out the light? I can't tell you, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I just need someone to love. Could it be anybody? I want somebody to love. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. Woo, I get by with a little help from my friends. Yes, I get by with a little help from my friends. With a little help from my friends.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Jimi Hendrix Experience, followed by The Young Idea with a little help from my friends, both from 1967. Hendrix was a big supporter of the Beatles, having previously covered Day Tripper. He first played the track 3 days after the album's release in front of Paul McCartney and George Harrison at the Savile Theatre in London. This particular version was played a few months later in Sweden. But in the same year, The Young Idea hit the top 10 with a little help from my friends. The single's B-side, Colours of Darkness, was self-written by the band, who were a duo, and the strange fact was that that B-side was arranged by Mike Leander, who also arranged the original version, She's Leaving Home, now for a track that needs no introduction.
Quite slowly, a girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Yeah.
1974 single Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, featuring backing vocals and guitar from John Lennon. Elton John actually has a link with the first act you heard on the show, Plastic Penny, in that Plastic Penny's drummer Nigel Olsen has worked with Elton John throughout his career. So next we have Status Quo, 2 years later, with their take of Getting Better. This track actually featured on a film called All This in World War II, which was a musical documentary that bizarrely placed newsreel footage of World War II and 1940s films against covers of Beatles songs. So quite strange. Later on, you'll be hearing Roy Wood from this film, but for now, here's Status Quo's contribution.
I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me were cool, holding me down and turning me round, filling me up with their rules. Got to admit, it's getting better, it's getting better all the time. Have to admit, it's getting better, it's getting better since you'll be mine. I used to be angry young man, me hiding me head in the sand. You gave me the word, I finally heard, I'm doing the best that I can. Got to admit, it's getting better, a little better all the time. It's getting better, it's getting better since you'll be mine. Getting so much better all the time. Kept her apart from the things that she loved. Man, I was mean, but I'm changing my scene, and I'm doing the best that I can. Got to admit, it's getting better, it's getting better all the time. Have to admit, it's getting better, it's getting better since you've been mine.
Status Quo with Getting Better, released 9 years after Sgt. Pepper. So next we have two tracks from the show where I can't find any contemporary contemporary to Sgt. Pepper, 60s, 70s British-related recordings. So the next song here, Fixing a Hole, is by legendary British psychedelic singer-songwriter Robin Hitchcock. He actually started his career in the late 70s with the Soft Boys and then has gone on to release a string of brilliant albums from the 1980s to right into the noughties. He's a prolific live performer in his own right, and in June 2007 he played Sgt. Pepper in its entirety in a London pub. So here we go then, Fixing a Hole by Robin Hitchcock.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. Really doesn't matter if I'm wrong or right, where I belong or right, where I belong. Silly people standing there, they disagree, never win. I wonder why they don't get in my door. Painting the room in a colourful way, and when my mind is wandering, where I will go. Doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong. Silly people standing there, they disagree, never win. Wonder why they don't get in my door. Taking the time for a number of things that weren't important yesterday. And I still where it will go. Fixing a hole where the rain gets in, it stops my mind from wandering. Where it will go. Where it will go.
Fixing a Hole by Robin Hitchcock, one of two tracks from today's show where I'll be relaxing the non-60s, 70s British bar. So up next we have Roger Cook and Roger Greenaway under the guise of David and Jonathan. I guess it was better sounding than Roger and Roger. So this is their cover of She's Leaving Home, released in 1967 on the Beatles' own label, Parlophone Records. So while Mike Leander, as I was saying earlier, arranged the strings for the Beatles version of this song, George Martin handled duties on this actual next track. So it's your chance to decide which version you prefer, Mike Leander's score or George Martin's score of She's Leaving Home.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free.
We gave her most of our lives, sacrificed most of our lives. We
wife gets into her dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone." Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?
She, we never thought of ourselves. Never a thought for ourselves. We struggle hard all our lives to get
she. The motor train.
She, what did we do that was wrong? We didn't know it was wrong. Fun is the one thing that money can
find. Something inside that was always denied for so many.
She.
Really good to hear David and Jonathan. George Martin's strings a little bit more ornate, but no less effective, I think. So now going forward 9 years, we have one of two tracks from yet another bizarre Beatle-related film. This time it was a film called Sergeant Pepper, actually, which starred the Bee Gees and Peter Frampton from 1978. The film was a bit of a mixed bag, to say the least, but for Beatles fans there are quite a few enjoyable moments, mainly because George Martin again was producer and musical director of the soundtrack album. So again, you decide which do you prefer, the original or the cover, this time of the Bee Gees with Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite.
Show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there. Later, Pablo, Frankie's there. What a scene of a men and horses, hoops and garters. Lastly, through a hogshead of real fire.
In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. Ah!
The celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday.
The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. They'll be late.
Mrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none.
And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz.
Without a sound.
And Mr. H will demonstrate, and Somerset's he'll undertake on solid ground.
Having been some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all.
And tonight Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
Was the Bee Gees with actually George Burns in parts from the 1978 Sgt. Pepper film, as I was explaining earlier. Now going back to 1967, again the year that Sgt. Pepper was released, to the Peter Knight Orchestra's version of the George Harrison Indian classic Within You, Without You. Peter was actually notable for orchestrating the Moody Blues' brilliant LP Days of Future Past. He then repeated the sound 10 years later for the Carpenters, calling occupants of interplanetary craft, the cover of the Klaatu song, which is very good. And he also scored the music to the 1980s film Dark Crystal. So here's Peter Knight's take on Within You, Without You.
We'll be right back.
Now to another unlikely cover from an aging musician successful in another music genre. This time it's Kenny Ball and his Jazzmen. Kenny Ball actually reached number 2 in the Billboard Hot 100 with Midnight in Moscow in 1962, with the following year him receiving the Freedom of New Orleans. So 5 years later, success was a bit more sketchy, so they decided to do When I'm 64, which made number 43 in the British charts. So yet another hit single for the Strange Brew.
When I get older, losing my hair, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? You'll be older too, and if you say the word, I could stay with you. I could be handy mending a fuse when your lights are gone. You can knit a sweater by the fireside. Sunday mornings, go for a ride. Doing the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Oh, will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we pretend a cottage in the Isle of Wight. If it's not too dear, we shall scrimp and save. Grandchildren on your knee, Harry, Bert and Dave. Send me a postcard, drop me a line, state in point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me an answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Kenny Ball and his Jazzmen's hit version of When I'm 64 from 1967. Next we have an act who needs no introduction at all on The Strange Brew. It's Roy Wood with his interpretation of Lovely Rita, taken from the All This and World War II soundtrack. Definitely worth a listen.
Your heart away. Standing by a parking meter, when I caught a glimpse of Rita, filling in a ticket in a little white book. In a cab, she looked much older, and the bag across her shoulder made her look a little like a military man. Oh, lovely Rita, meter maid, may I inquire discreetly, when are you free to take some tea with me?
Roy Wood from the All This and World War II soundtrack. Now to the last of our Strange Beatles movie covers. Paul Nicholas with Good Morning from the Sgt. Pepper Bee Gees films. Now, despite what you think, Paul actually has bona fide Strange Brew pedigree. For example, his second single was a cover of a Pete Townshend song, Join My Gang, which was never recorded by The Who, that being released in 1966. His third single was an extremely rare David Bowie song called Over the Wall, released on the Reaction label the following year. That's got to be worth a play on a future Bowie special. Over the Wall was actually produced by Robert Stigwood, who was the overall producer of the Sgt. Pepper film, of which this next track, Good Morning, Good Morning, is in.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Nothing to do to save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say but what a day, how's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. But it's okay.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Coming to work, I wanna go. Feeling low down. Heading for home, you start to roam. Then you're in town.
Everybody knows there's nothing to it. Everything is closed, it's like a ruin. Everyone you see is half asleep. And you're on your own, you're in the street.
After a while, you start to smile. Now you feel cool. Decide to take a walk by the old school. Nothing has changed, it's still the same. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Just heard the original master tapes of the sound effects from the end of Good Morning, Good Morning by the Beatles, preceded by Paul Nicholas. That's the final two tracks of the show. Firstly, we have Cheap Trick, an American rock band formed in 1974. Of course, I wouldn't ordinarily contemplate playing fairly contemporary American records, but I'll make an exception in this case. George Martin produced their 1980 LP, All Shook Up, and Rick Nielsen and Bun E. Carlos participated in sessions for John Lennon's Double Fantasy record. In August 2009, the band recorded and released the whole of Sgt. Pepper live, with the album engineered by Beatles engineer Jeff Emerick. So the last track of the show is an extended version of A Day in the Life by Eric Burdon and War. That particular track was recorded around 1969-70, but wasn't released till the middle of the following decade. But next month, we'll focus on Neil Innes. So until next time, I hope you have a happy new year, and may the brew be with you.
Like today. read the news today, oh boy. About a friend of mine who made the grave. Although the news was awful sad, yeah, yeah. Well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photographs. He blew his mind out in a car, Lord knows. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared.
woke up, got out of bed, the jacket combed across my head. Found my way downstairs and made a cup. Then looking up, I noticed I was late. I grabbed my coat, I grabbed my hat, I made the bus, second splash. They'd seen it in photographs.